Welcome, I'm Dr. Thaddeus John Bell. I'm happy to have you again with Living Well with Dr. Bell. Last night we had the second night of the Low Country Jazz Festival, and it featured our homeboy, Mr. Peebo Bryson, and he was absolutely outstanding. Now we are going to play something that you've heard by Mr. Boney James and Rick Bronze. And the name of it is called Grazing in the Grass.
Yeah.
That was incredible. I want to take the opportunity now to welcome our out-of-town guests. You know, the only way the Lowcountry Jazz Festival can maintain its popularity and be a world-class jazz festival, it's important that we are supported by folk from all over the country. And I want to say thank you to those of you who have thought enough of us to journey to Charleston, South Carolina, and to continue making the Lowcountry Jazz Festival one of the best smooth jazz experiences that you've ever had. So again, I want to say thank you. And now we'll continue.
We'll be right back.
was Mr. Bass Guitar himself, Mr. Right. Marcus Miller.
How you feeling?
We had Marcus Miller at the Low Country Jazz Festival several years ago, and he met with some students from Morningside Elementary School, and watching him interact with those students was an incredible experience for me. They thoroughly enjoyed him. One of the things that I did not know is that he has roots here in the Low Country. His mother is from Walterboro, South Carolina. While I have the opportunity, I want to say or give a shout out to one of my patients. You know, you never know who's listening to you on the radio. And the other day, one of my patients came in and said, I heard you on the radio. So I want to give a shout out to Mr. Jay Hatton and his lovely wife. Incredible people. That was Tea Jam by the late, great George Duke. George Duke was supposed to come to the Low Country Jazz Festival, but about 2 months before the Jazz Festival was to occur, Brother Duke passed away from cancer. I've done a lot of reading about George Duke, and from what I've read, he was indeed a genius in the smooth jazz world. Several days ago, I had a very interesting and good experience. You know, lots of times when you're taking care of people, recently the experiences that I've had have been bad experiences because the outcome has been bad. But the other day, a young man came in to see me and he'd heard me on the radio. Primary reason he came to see me is because he recognized that his blood pressure was up. And he told me that his girlfriend was encouraging him to take better care of himself. So he came in to see me, and the diagnosis was high blood pressure. And we went over all of the reasons why his blood pressure was up. It included he was drinking too much beer. He was smoking too much. And actually, he had been started on a blood pressure medication by another doctor, which he stopped taking because he didn't understand how the blood pressure worked. Well, after seeing him two or three times, we was able to get his blood pressure under control. And the way we were able to do that was we asked him to stop drinking so much beer, to cut out the cigarettes, start taking his blood pressure like he's supposed to take it. And the other day he came in and his blood pressure was at goal. I've never seen a young man who was so elated that we were able to get his blood pressure at goal. And he told me that I didn't have to worry about him keeping his appointments and taking care of himself, he said, because, Doc, I want to be around for a long time. So anyway, I'm hoping that that experience will rub off on some other African-American men who may be under the sound of my voice this morning. And we'll continue with some smooth jazz.
I'm all at sea, where no one can bother me or guard my roots. If only for a day, just me and my thoughts, sailing far away. Like a warm drink, it seeps into my soul. Please just leave me right here on my own. Later on, you could spend some time with me if you want to. Oh, let's see. I'm all at sea, where no one can bother me. I sleep by myself, I drink on my own, I don't speak to nobody. I gave away my phone, like a warm drink, it seeps into my soul. Please just leave me right here on my own. Later on, you could spend some time with me if you want to. Oh, let's see. but sometimes don't you just crave to disappear within your mind? You never know what you might find. So come and spend some time with me. We will spend it all at sea. Like a warm drink, it saves into my soul. Please just leave me right here on my own. Later on, you could spend some time with me if you want to.
This is the anniversary of Chadwick Boseman's death. If you remember, Chadwick Boseman passed away about a year ago from colon cancer, a young African-American male who died far too soon. As a result, I've been thinking a lot about young men who have passed away from colon cancer. There have been a few others that I know about personally. I want to remind young African-Americans, men and women, that colon cancer is on the increase among Black people, particularly among young Black people. Based on my experience, a lot of symptoms and signs have been experienced but have been denied for a very, very long time. And then when they do become apparent, it's too late, as was the case with Chadwick Boseman. When you get the opportunity, Google colon cancer, signs and symptoms of colon cancer. And then if you have those signs and symptoms, talk to your trusted healthcare provider so that you won't be an early statistic, a statistic that doesn't need to happen. My man, the incomparable Mr. Bill Withers. Thank you. Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you very much for joining me this morning. I'd like to leave you with this thought. There's a lot of tragedy happening in the world today. The hurricane, the virus, young children dying from the coronavirus, people experiencing mental health issues, people dealing with personal tragedies in their life, disappointment, and the list goes on and on. I hope that you will join me in reaching out to someone who may need a good word to be said to them today, just to let you know that you are thinking about them. I'm Dr. Thaddeus John Bell, closing the gap in health disparities for African Americans and the underserved.
As I bow to your throne, I pray for love, joy, peace, and happiness to be present in my home. Well, I do, and that your Holy Spirit dwell in my heart. And in my mind, please give me strength, 'cause I get a little weak sometimes. I need help from you just to see me through. I walk around and I pray. Teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray.